Hey everyone, welcome back to the Embrace with Grace podcast. We are going into Proverbs 2 today. The scripture that is highlighted for our devotional is Proverbs 2, verses 6 through 12, which I will read. I am reading out of the Courage for Life Women's Bible, the New Living Translation. I love this Bible. I will link it if you guys want to check it out. But let's read some scripture together. So Proverbs 2, verses 6 through 12 says, "For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted." Let's pray real quick. Father God, I just ask that you would just speak to us from the word I already shared that's straight from the Bible, and also through this devotional portion. God, we love you so much, and we just ask that you would be with us as we just gather together, and that you would just reveal yourself to us in a new and a more amazing and powerful way. In Jesus' name, amen. So pray. It says, "Abba, Father, you are the source of all wisdom, and you say that you will give me wisdom if I ask for it. Please give me wisdom in my relationships, my work, my finances, and other areas of my life." And then for the observe portion, it says, "Wisdom is practical knowledge applied to ethical choices. True wisdom is God-given, not the result of human intellect or effort. Because God is the source and giver of wisdom, he encourages us to ask him for wisdom with the confidence that he will give it to those who ask. God's wisdom offers protection, deliverance, and success." The cool thing about this is that this is kind of what sets us apart, among other things, from non-believers. You can learn a ton of stuff. You can have a ton of life experiences that you can gain wisdom in. So you can date the wrong person and be like, "Oh, I learned something there," and then go on to have wisdom in that. But you also had the bad experience that brought you to that place of wisdom. And it's in God's just mercy and kindness that nothing is wasted. So when we do go through a hard season, there is fruit, and he can bring purpose to that season. But the beauty of being a follower of Jesus and listening to this book and hanging on every word he says is the fact that we can avoid, it is a guide for life. It is literally a roadmap for life. He will not leave us. He'll not forsake us. He's not gonna lead us into temptation. Yes, we get drawn into the wilderness, drawn into hard seasons sometimes, so that God can show up in our lives and we can know him in a new and unique way. Obstacles are opportunities for God to show up and show us who he is. So it's not like he draws us into bad relationships or draws us into things that will hurt us. He's a good father. But the beauty of this book is that if we follow it, if we just discern things, if we draw near to him, if we allow, if we, like it says, meditating day and night on his word and just praying without ceasing, we will be able to navigate life with so much wisdom and grace without the heartache. And that is the thing that I have learned, where now I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know why it took me so long, but I can have the same knowledge. I don't have to experience that. And I think that's the lie of today's culture and society is, oh, you have to try everything to know what you like or to learn the lessons. No, that's a lie from the pit of hell. You can simply read the word of God, read this book, and it is a guide for your life. It will keep you from harm. It will keep you from bad relationships. It will keep you from the things that were designed and set up by the enemy to take you down and to hurt you. So I just think it's so beautiful in this devotional how it says, true wisdom is God-given, not the result of human intellect or effort. And like I said yesterday, the enemy has a cheap counterfeit for everything God has. So God has this God-given wisdom where you don't have to experience the thing in order to have the wisdom of that experience. God can give it to you before, so you don't even have to enter into those experiences. Whereas the cheap counterfeit, which is the devil, the enemy, he's like, oh, if you want wisdom, wisdom is trying everything. So you know what you like, you know what you don't like, you can have firsthand knowledge. You guys, sometimes the best testimony is not to have a testimony, let me tell you. Okay, interpret. It says, since God is the giver of wisdom, we can and should ask him for it. Yet wisdom is one of the most important virtues that Christians often lack. God is ultimately the one who gives success. Therefore, we must not neglect to ask him for wisdom in all of life's pursuits. In God's willingness to grant wisdom, we see his love and care for us. And isn't that sad that, like, as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we have access to, like, everything, like every good and perfect thing. And yet I see so many Christians living just these lackluster lives. And it's so sad. And it just breaks my heart, because we were called to be more, to do more. We weren't called to live in bondage and to live just chained down and depressed and full of anxiety. Like, there is a life free from all of that. If there wasn't, why would you follow Jesus? Why would you even be a Christian? That's what I don't understand. People who claim Christianity, but they're so miserable. I'm like, so then stop following my God, because I don't think you're following him, and you're giving us the bad name. And then apply. It says, in the margin, because this Bible has margins, so you get a notebook. In the margin, make a commitment to ask God for wisdom each day rather than trying to navigate life on your own. In your journal, describe how God's willingness to grant you wisdom demonstrates his great love for you. And then what other courage steps support your commitment to ask God for wisdom each day? You guys, I've gotten out of the habit of this, but I'm glad that I read this, because your life will change dramatically when you wake up in the morning and say, Lord, give me wisdom for the day. There, you'll have an interaction that normally your go-to would have been one thing, but wisdom will stop you and say, bite your tongue. Or say this instead, or give you insight. It literally, guys, asking for wisdom changes everything, and he does not give it sparingly. He like pours it out. So just a reminder to ask for wisdom today, and I'll see you tomorrow for Proverbs 3 on day 3. Bye, guys.